Now, starting on Wednesday, the Sonoma Marin Fair is up and running. Joining us is the Marketing and Publicity Director for the Sonoma Marin Fair, Mo McElroy. Good morning, Mo.
Nice to talk to you this morning. Welcome to the Fair Week.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, let's go ahead and jump into that. So the fair kicks off down in Petaluma on Wednesday, if I'm reading this correctly. That's right?
That's right.
What can people expect to see this year?
Well, all the nostalgia that you love in a fair. There's a lot of emotional connection people have to a fair, your favorite corn dog and your favorite carnival ride. For us this year, we're really excited about the Farm Olympics that are taking place on the 24th. So if you want to come out and just have some good old-fashioned fun, you can milk a cow, go in a keyhole race and do a pig scramble, which is, you know, who wouldn't love that? And then we have concerts every night, so really a great lineup of concerts. And capping it off on Friday night, one of our highlights is the World's Ugliest Dog Contest.
Yeah, Mo, let's cut to the chase. Let's get right to the World's Ugliest Dog Contest. So I'm just wondering, like, you think your dog's ugly and the world should see? I'm just wondering what the ethos is here.
You know, it's been going on for 50 years in Petaluma, and, you know, for 27 years at the fair. And the ethos is that everyone is lovable. And, you know, the World's Ugliest Dog Contest is a celebration of imperfections that make our dogs lovable. And a good many of them are from rescues, from shelters and puppy mills. So we use the fun and the notoriety, the competition, to raise awareness for dog adoption. So,
now, Mo, do you have any insight into the contestants this year? Can you give us any kind of a preview on what breeds we might be seeing in the Ugliest Dog Contest?
Well, they're up on our website right now, and you can vote for your favorite. But yeah, there's. Let me take a look here and see. We have several of them that have entered right now. And I love their names. We have Chewy and let me see who else we have up here. We have Chewy and Baron. Looks like a little chihuahua mix. We have Baron's a big dog. He looks like he might be part husky. We have Harold. Harold looks like part chihuahua. Jimmy Lou. Rascal's kind of the ugliest one up there right now, but, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
So, Mo, there's obviously ugliness, which is a key, I'm assuming, to winning this award. But you have a special spirit award based on people's a dog's biography. And I was going over the application, and I liked that one of the questions is, does your dog have a Facebook page?
Well, you know, social media is very important for these animals. They're pretty famous. So, yeah, I mean, there's Spirit Award, which honors a dog that has overcome, and the owner overcome obstacles, or is providing a service to the community. It's based on the dog's biography. So I will say, when you talk about the Facebook page, because you mentioned that's publicity, I'm the publicity director for the first year, and I am completely blown away by the interest. Every day I field inquiries from around the world. So we have the Today Show, which the winner will go on the Today Show. I'll be going back there to New York. The BBC, the New York Times is standing by. As soon as the winner's announced, we're going to be calling that into the New York Times. We have it all set up. We've got AP, Reuters, Australian TV. The British press is coming, the German press and the French press. It goes on and on. The French press, that was a little bit of a... Yes,
French press. Larry, I don't know if you caught this. So anybody can go take a look at the dogs at sonoma-marinfair.org for the website. And then you just click on World's Ugliest Dog. Larry, I don't know if you caught this, but Rascal's breed is listed on the website as Hairless Mutant. So obviously just a really good sense of humor to this event. Mo, more broadly about the fair, of course, we love the Ugliest Dog Contest, but more broadly, what is the theme for this year's fair?
It's the fairest in the land, so it's a medieval theme. It should be really fun for the kids. It's a lot of contests and games that are themed around that fair theme. Yeah. And we just welcome everybody to come down. It's going to be one of the best fairs we've ever had.
And I'm assuming you guys need some volunteers if people wanted to help out?
We might be okay with volunteers, but you know what? You never know. So they can go to entry@sonomarinfair.com and talk to, or info@sonoma-marinfair.com and check in with us. That would be great. We're on Facebook too, and you know all the social media, as you might know. And we have some special days that people can come. And Wednesday is all ages, $18, which is great. And the thing that's different about our fair is that for that one ticket price, it includes all your carnival rides, all the contests, the carnival, and also the World's Ugliest Dog contest, and the concerts are all included in one price.
We're speaking with Mo McElroy, Marketing and Publicity Director for the Sonoma Marin Fair that's coming up on Wednesday and runs through Sunday, the 25th. Mo, one of my favorite things about any fair is the incredibly unhealthy but so delicious food. Are there any food types or vendors or any kind of special eats that we might be looking out for at this year's fair?
Well, you have your standard, well, I don't even want to call it corn dog standard. It's just outstanding. But yes, we've got, we have the Ice Cream Factory. We have Jeannie's Artichokes, Jersey Mike's Subs, lots of pizza. We have a creperie this year. And we have a Muncha Bunch with burritos. And we have great Mexican food, as you can imagine. And your slushies. I could go on and on. Our page, we have a page just for fair food that's the biggest page on our website. So you got to go check it out.
Fantastic. All right, so check it out. That's starting on Wednesday and then runs through Sunday the 25th, Sonoma Marin Fair. It's sonoma-marinfair.org is the website where you can find out more about the Ugliest Dog Contest, about the food, and of course about the theme, which kind of sounds like almost a Renaissance Fair type thing. But Larry Olson, I don't know if your sword collection will be welcome. I just want to throw that out there.
I think I was going to joust. I think I'm going to joust.
You're going with the joust. That's okay. Is that okay, Mo, Lance?
Well, let me know and I'll get a photographer right there front and center and we'll put you on the stage. I mean, that's pretty special.
Thanks so much, Mo McElroy, McElroy for the Sonoma Marin Fair.